This recording,
Inner Mongolia
1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoon in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and kite, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then saying a turn to her. Finally, she administered a either. Her efforts were not fruitful. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millinery lawyer, said it was a fair piece for a cure.
I'm 21. I'm from China. Like, I used to a really isolated sister. I don't like to play with my siblings or talk with my parents a lot, but coming here to study, like, make me have the tactics, like learning more stuff to how to communicate with them, like how to be a better sister or a better daughter. Like, it make me become more accept of others, like I can think in others' side to understand others. And I don't know if a lot of people know it, but I want to be, and I always be a person, like, be an honest person. Like, I don't like, I don't want to lie to others. I don't want to say anything I don't want to say. Like, I try to be a person, what I think is what I will say, but I won't hurt others, but I want to be an honest person. Yeah.
Lina 不能怀孕，便去教堂祈求。一年之后，她果然生了一子。一朋友得知后也想试试看。Lina 说：“没问题，只要那个年轻的看门人还在。” So Lina cannot pregnant, so she pray in a church. After a year, she had a son. She got pregnant and had a son. So one friend knows that and want to try too. So Lina told.Her that's no problem as long as the young gardener was there.